Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. New just dropped its first ever billion-dollar quarter, and the stock is moving. Before you chase the hype or hit sell, we're checking the numbers against fair value with MarketSnap. Overreaction or justified reset? Here's the headline. New Holdings, the Brazilian digital banking giant, reported Q2 2026 net income of $1.1 billion. That's not just a beat. That's the first quarter the company has ever crossed the billion-dollar profit mark. Revenue came in at nearly $5.5 billion, up 39% year-over-year. The stock jumped on the news, and analysts are scrambling to update their price targets. But here's the thing. The stock is down about 7% over the past week, and it's still 16% below where it was 6 months ago. So there's a real tension between the incredible operational story and what the market is willing to pay for it right now. Let's dig into both sides. For anyone who's been living under a rock, New Holdings is the largest digital bank in Latin America. Founded in 2013 by David Velez, the company started with a single credit card product in Brazil and has since exploded into a financial super app serving over 100 million customers across Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia. The business model is pure digital. No branches, no legacy IT systems, no bloated cost structure. That lets them undercut traditional banks on fees while still making money on credit, insurance, and investments. They've got a beta of under 1, which is interesting for a growth stock, and they're headquartered in São Paulo with about 8,000 employees. Let's talk about the revenue engine, because this is where news story gets really compelling. In fiscal 2025, the company pulled in nearly $16 billion in revenue, up from $11 billion in 2024 and just $7.5 billion in 2023. We're talking about consistent double-digit growth that most banks can only dream of. The magic is in the segmentation. New generates revenue across three main buckets: consumer lending, which is their bread and butter, a growing SME and payroll loan business, and an increasingly important international segment, particularly Mexico. The Motley Fool just ran a piece asking whether New's Mexico business is finally carrying its own weight, and the answer appears to be yes. Mexico is becoming the core growth engine, reducing New's dependence on Brazil and opening up a massive underbanked market. Now let's get into the Q2 earnings, because this was a statement quarter. Net income of $1.1 billion, up 49% year-over-year and 17% sequentially. Adjusted earnings per share came in at 22 cents, beating the Zacks consensus estimate of 20 cents. Return on equity hit a record 33%. That is phenomenal for any bank, let alone a fintech still in its growth phase. The adjusted profit margin expanded to 12.4%, driven by high-yielding credit products and effective risk management. But, and this is important, there were some blemishes. Non-performing loan ratios remain above average, which is a watch item. The company is growing credit fast, and when you grow credit fast in Latin America, you need to be careful about the quality of what you're booking. Stepping back to the full financial picture, the numbers are impressive but nuanced. Gross profit margin sits around 44%. Which is healthy for a financial institution. Net profit margin is about 18.6%. Again, very strong. Return on equity is over 30%, and return on invested capital is around 4.4%, which reflects the capital-intensive nature of the lending business. The balance sheet shows total assets of $75 billion, with total equity of about $11.3 billion. The current ratio is low at 0.25, but that's actually normal for banks. Their liabilities are mostly deposits, not debt. The debt-to-equity ratio of 3.17 looks scary at first glance, but again, for a bank, that's just the cost of doing business. One thing to note, free cash flow yield is negative, which sounds alarming, but that's largely due to working capital swings and the timing of loan originations. Operating cash flow was actually $8.5 billion in 2025, so the underlying business is generating real cash. Let's run the SWOT analysis, because this stock has a fascinating mix of strengths and risks. Starting with strengths, the customer base is the obvious one. Over 100 million customers in one of the world's most underbanked regions gives Nu an enormous runway. The brand is beloved in Brazil, the unit economics are improving rapidly, and the management team has executed almost flawlessly since the IPO. The record ROE of 33% is a testament to the operating leverage in the model. Weaknesses. The NPL ratios are the biggest one. Credit quality in a high interest rate environment is a constant risk, and Nu's numbers are above what you'd see at a traditional bank. The company is also heavily dependent on Brazil, though that's changing. And as a growth company, they don't pay a dividend, so income investors need to look elsewhere. Opportunities. Mexico is the big one. The addressable market there is massive, and Nu is just getting started. They're also expanding into insurance, investments, and even a mobile phone service called NuCell. The cross-selling potential is enormous. As customers deepen their relationship with the app, revenue per customer should keep climbing. Threats. Competition is intensifying. Traditional banks in Brazil are fighting back with their own digital offerings, and Nu fintechs are entering the space. Regulatory risk in Latin America is always present, and a macroeconomic downturn in Brazil could hurt credit quality across the board. The stock is also trading at a premium valuation, which means any stumble will be punished harshly. Let's look at the price action, because the chart tells a story that the fundamentals don't. The stock is trading around $14.50, with a market cap of about $70 billion. Over the past year, Nu is up about 6.5%, positive, but nothing like the 100+% moves we saw in its earlier days. Over 5 years, it's up about 41%. The recent action has been choppy, down 7% over the past week, up 1.3% over the past month, but up nearly 11% over the past 3 months. The stock has been in a wide trading range, and the recent earnings beat gave it a boost, but it's still well below its highs from earlier this year. For short-term traders, the volatility around earnings is a double-edged sword. The stock gapped up on the Q2 beat, but if you're looking at a 6-month horizon, it's been a frustrating hold. This is a stock where you need to be patient and focused on the long-term story, not the day-to-day noise. Now let's get to the part that really matters. What is Nu actually worth? We ran this through the MarketSnap valuation engine, and the model chose a forward PE approach, which makes sense for a growth company in the financial sector. The model confidence is medium, and here's why that approach fits. Nu has a short but solid earnings history, analyst estimates are available, and the company is clearly in a growth phase. A DCF model would be less reliable here given the short history and high CapEx variability, so forward earnings multiples are the better lens. The MarketSnap fair value comes in at around $12, while the stock is currently trading at about $13. So the model suggests the stock is trading slightly above our rough fair value zone, maybe 5 to 10% above. But here's the thing. The DCF approach gives a much higher number, closer to $19 or $20. That's a huge spread, and it tells you how sensitive this valuation is to the assumptions you plug in. What drives this valuation? Three things. First, the terminal multiple. We're using 17 times forward earnings, which is a slight premium to the industry average of 15, justified by Nu's higher growth rate. Second, the earnings growth trajectory. The model assumes Nu's profit growth will continue but decelerate over time, fading toward a terminal growth rate of 2.5%. Third, the discount rate of 9%, which reflects the risk of operating in emerging markets. If you change any of those inputs, the fair value swings dramatically. Push the terminal multiple to 20, and you're looking at a fair value in the high teens. Raise the discount rate to 12%, and you're below $10. The point is, this is not a precise science. It's a range, and the range is wide. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. It's a great way to stress test your own thesis. All right, here's my honest take on Nu Holdings. This is a phenomenal business. The customer growth, the revenue trajectory, the operating leverage, it's all there. A $1 billion quarter is a milestone that very few companies ever reach, and Nu did it while still growing revenue at nearly 40%. The long-term story is intact, and the Mexico expansion could be the next leg of growth. But the valuation is the issue. The stock is trading at roughly 20 times trailing earnings, and the forward PE is around 17. That's not cheap for a bank, even a high-growth one. The MarketSnap model puts fair value around $12, which is below the current price of about $13. That suggests the market is already pricing in a lot of the good news. If you put $10,000 into New today, our base case suggests it could be worth around $9,200 in 5 years. That's a slight loss, roughly negative 2% annualized. But that's the base case with conservative assumptions. If New executes on Mexico, keeps NPLs under control, and continues to compound earnings at 20% or more, the upside could be substantially higher. Here's what I'm watching: the NPL ratio, the Mexico growth numbers, and whether management can keep ROE above 30%. If those hold up, the stock deserves a premium multiple. If credit quality deteriorates, the market will punish it quickly. My verdict: New is a great company, but the stock is fairly valued at best. I'd want a pullback into the $11 to $12 range before adding a full position. For now, it's a hold and monitor. What do you think about NU? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.